Even if they don't like you, it's fine as well. You are important. Like, you are you. That's all that matters.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha once again.
Aloha friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 3. And how are you doing, Deidre?
I was waiting for you to ask the listeners, how are you guys doing?
Well, how are you guys though, you know?
Yeah, we also want to know how they're doing. But yeah, I'm doing okay, Terrell. How about you?
Yeah, so far so good. Can't complain. Life's good. I'm just excited for this new episode.
Yep, especially when we just released a really good one last week.
Oh yeah, LGBTQ+. Yeah. So if you haven't listened to the episode, be sure to tune in to all of our social media platforms. And yeah, you'll be able to gain some knowledge off of that. I learned a lot of things from that. Did
Me
you?
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, and also another thing on Instagram. Don't forget we're on Instagram. And we've reached over 100 likes.
Woo!
So big thing for us, guys. When you follow us, you like our content, you share it, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, just be sure to continue to follow us. And if you want to let us know what we want to talk about for our next few topics, you can always tell us in the comments. Yeah.
Or message us as well. It's fine.
Yeah, DM us if you think our ideas are not good
Slide
enough.
Slide into the DM.
Well, maybe not that.
But yeah.
We hope to get more listeners for sure. So yeah, be sure to follow us. Mm-hmm. DT Talks. _podcast.
The other one is still not deleted.
Yeah, it's okay. If they find it, and hopefully they don't follow the other one.
Yes, DT Talks_podcast. Yes, that's the one to follow.
Now that's over.
Yes, let's get on with our usual good news.
This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the Good News Network. .org.
As usual.
This week is very, very special because we're going to talk about food. Uncle Terrell loves food.
Me too.
The headline here from goodnewsnetwork.org says, Mercy Chefs serves its 10 millionth meal and then heads to Texas to feed bodies and souls in the cold. As you know, in America, there's a lot of different climate change. Some places snowing like crazy, some place rain like crazy, and especially in Texas, not the best climate change. And that's why this chef did a very wonderful service. The Virginia-based disaster relief and humanitarian aid group Mercy Chefs reached a magnificent milestone with this month serving its 10th millionth meal. The nonprofit, founded in the aftermath Hurricane Katrina, has served professionally prepared restaurant-quality meals to victims and first responders in the wake of emergencies in 27 states and 10 countries, responding to more than 134 disasters. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began in March, the nonprofit has dished out 7 million meals with the help of 10,000 community volunteers. They recently deployed to Dallas, Texas, where a severe cold weather event left millions without electricity, water, or food, and began serving meals yesterday.
That's nice. That's very good of them.
The founder, Gary LeBlanc, was spurred to action by what he witnessed while volunteering in his hometown of New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. He said, "The devastation was so intense and widespread, I saw firsthand the incredible difference a hot meal could make." Mercy Chef also served free food to hospital workers in recent months who are on the front lines of the pandemic throughout Hampton Roads, Virginia, and Panama City, Florida. In addition to COVID-19 relief, Mercy Chefs deployed to places in 2020 following natural disasters, including Hurricanes Hannah and Laura, the derecho in Iowa, and the recent tornado in Alabama. Mercy Chefs repeatedly has returned to Panama City to serve those still affected by Hurricane Michael. So this group...
Wow, I didn't realize there's so many hurricanes.
Ah, because we never live in that place, so we don't know.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. LeBlanc is very, very merciful and also very, very thoughtful because he go to other places to serve food. See, we need yeah. more people like this so that Uncle Terror can eat those food also.
Oh, wow.
Get free food is always nice. It's always the best way of living.
I live for food.
Yes, live for food and live for free.
Oh, okay. That's like a new slogan for another t-shirt, Uncle Taro.
Be sure to buy the merch if Uncle Taro make the t-shirt, okay? What we can learn from Mr. LeBlanc is that once you are became rich, you need to remember who has helped you. And then when you have the skills already, like cooking, Uncle Taro is not good at cooking. That's why I always get free food. Once you get all the good cooking, good skill, and then you serve others, and then others can receive that same hospitality as how you received before, so that they don't have to suffer. Okay?
That's right. Cook for someone, yeah?
Yeah, Uncle Taro have no skill, so Uncle Taro doesn't need to cook for anyone.
Oh, wow.
That's why Uncle Taro is still forever single.
It's okay. Maybe if you learn how to cook, then who knows, that might change.
Never mind. We don't need to go that far. Uncle Taro is very, very satisfied sitting here without serving people with food. If anything, okay. I think I will poison them with my MSG.
MSG!
Even though MSG is the best thing ever, but maybe very poisonous also.
Too much is not that great, but yeah.
Okay, that is all the news. Take it away, Deidre!
Well, thank you for the good news, as always, Uncle Terrell. But let's get into our episode. We, of course, have another guest for today. And who is that?
Aloha, everyone. Bolivinaka. My name is Inosi Kinikini. I'm from the beautiful islands of Fiji. And I'm a student here at Brigham Young University, Hawaii. And I'm excited to be here. Yes, thanks for having me.
Yay!
Are you sure you're excited, Inosi?
Yes, of course.
There you go. I was waiting for like the upbeat Inosi.
Yeah, the reason why we picked Inosi is because he's like had this like really fun vibe and he's he brings a lot of light to others. So that's why we picked yes. him. And then he's
if
a funny.
If you guys see him dance, oh my gosh.
Oh no, let's not go there, but whatever.
Yeah, and Inosi is a very fun person and he's very hilarious in most cases. So hopefully he can bring. Yeah, of course. I mean, I know Inosi enough for that. So how are you feeling about being the guest of our episode today?
Well, it's really, it's a blessing to be a guest, but thank you Aww. For having me. And I'm just excited just to be here because this is my first ever podcast to actually participate in one. So I'm excited what we will be doing today.
Yeah. Yay. At least it's not a video podcast, guys. Cause
yeah, that's a good, I think, because I don't look good, so...
I don't always look good.
It's okay. Today's episode, we're just going to talk about that too, huh?
Yeah! Oh, man. But, you know, see, have you listened to the episodes before in our podcast?
I have. So I've listened to... Because I think you guys spoke to Damon as well, right? About yes. the Diwali festival.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And since from Fiji, we celebrate Diwali as well. So I've heard his podcast and my roommate... So my roommate before used to be Enoch. So I've heard him talking about the Chinese New Year. I think that was the recent one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I am also single, but I... Read your podcast on the Valentine's Day with Tyrone. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that he was going out with her, so it was exciting.
Small world, huh?
What's her name again? But yeah,
Rachel.
Yes, Rachel.
Yep.
So I didn't know
it
they were going out.
It was breaking news.
It was breaking news to me because when I heard the podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, Tyrone is going out with her? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I know, right? We break the news, yeah, through our podcast.
Yeah, especially amongst the friends too. So now the more you know, huh? The
small banger. World. Okay, well, we want to get to know you better, Inosi. So we're going to get into our usual segment with our guest, which is the Would You Rather questions.
This sounds exciting.
There we go. All right. Here we go. First question. Would you rather be famous for your dancing or famous for your singing?
Okay, I think this one is an easy one because I suck at singing. So definitely dancing. I would want to be famous for dancing. Even though I'm
pretty sure you're already famous for your dancing.
I hope so, but it's a different kind of dancing, but whatever. But maybe for that. And singing, I totally suck at singing. So dancing.
What are you known for your dances?
My freestyle movements.
There's one thing though about Inossi, he always brings a fan whenever he goes.
Oh, my gosh. A fan? Oh, okay.
Yes, because you know it gets hot, you get sweaty and all, so right. He always has his fan.
I feel like that's my signature look. Every time I go in and then I'm like dancing and I see people just overcrowded and it's like, okay, people, the fan is here.
That's pretty handy too, you know, not everyone brings a fan when they dance.
I know.
And I'm getting sweaty and then whatnot.
Yes. Yes, that's right. You can always spot Inossi a mile away. Just look for him, someone with a fan in the hands. Plus the good moves, but yeah.
Yeah, probably with the fan and the freestyle movement.
Okay, next question for you. Would you rather be on a game show or star in a drama?
Oh my gosh, okay. I feel like this one would definitely be the game one. Because, okay, just to give an example, I was helping a friend portray, like, a scene on her. She takes these classes here? Like, the drama club or something here we have at school?
Theater.
Yeah, theater. Okay, theater. So I was helping my friend act out a scene, and I cracked up laughing in the middle of the scene. I was like, okay, acting is not for me.
It's hard, yeah.
Like, we were trying, because it's, like, an emotional scene, so the mother was dying and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, what, can you tell me more about it? And then I just cracked up laughing. In the middle of the scene. Oh, and then she just looked at me. Okay, I'm not the right person for this, so probably the game. The game is better. Because if I would act on a scene, I would probably just burst out laughing.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
And the game show, you can laugh all
right,
year.
Right, and the game show, you just laugh, year. Just laugh, yeah. And if you make a mistake, you just laugh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah.
So that's a good game answer. Show.
For sure. Next question. Would you rather stay indoors all day or be outside all day?
Okay, so because I'm a little bit of both, an introvert and extrovert, but if I were to choose them, I definitely would pick staying indoors more. I know, really? I just love sleeping. So,
okay.
Makes sense.
Probably just inside, and I just come out whenever there's a dance or something.
Oh, yeah, that's like a good reason.
So probably just indoors. I'll just stay indoors, just to be safe.
Yeah, and plus you're dancing indoors as well, so.
Right. While cleaning, just dance away.
Yep, dance all your problems away.
That's right.
All right. Would you rather have friends who are smarter than you or friends that are better looking than you?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, probably the friends that are smarter than you.
Really?
I'll probably pick the ones that are smarter than me because, you know, if I don't know things, I can always ask them. Yeah, I'll just stick to that. So friends that are smarter than me, definitely.
Yeah, they'll get you a long way, honestly. Like, people who are smarter than you.
Right.
And you can rely on them. And then, like, you can always ask them questions and they'll have
and
every answer.
Right. And if they become, like, a CEO or director, hey, you know me, right? Connections.
Yeah, I was your friend. Do you remember?
I was a friend, you know.
Oh my gosh.
You better help me. I'm joking.
Oh, you guys.
I mean, not saying that we're this kind of person, but
yeah.
We're just saying that being with smarter people makes you smarter too. So
it's a win-win. So. I have a lot of friends that are smarter. So
no, I mean that's true. I can see that as well.
Let's move on to our last question. Would you rather lose your ability to speak or have to say everything you are thinking?
So
very tricky. Huh?
So when you say speak, so like just. Just saying whatever comes to your mind, or
yeah, everything that you is in your thought will immediately be blurted out, no matter what.
Oh no, then definitely the first one. What is the first one was
lose the ability to speak.
Yeah, I would definitely lose the ability to speak because
because
if I were to speak my mind, all hell will let break loose. So no,
it's true. Like,
I know my limits, so in order to avoid anything, you know, more like any more conflicts or thing, I'll just shut up. So
the best thing though is like sometimes when I look at Inossi and I just see his expression, I just know what
oh my gosh, stop. Okay, yeah, I feel like my expression would talk more than my mouth. I would definitely lose the ability to speak rather than the other one. I don't want to speak my mind because if I do, okay, no. A different topic right there.
Well, folks, now you know who Inossi is. and hopefully you get the funny impression. Oh, I already talked about the topic. A funny impression about Inossi, and hopefully, like, you know, he'll bring a light to all of you guys, especially about what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, so we're going to get into this topic of first impressions, and we're going to, like, start off with circumstances where first impressions when you're meeting your friends, or first impressions of dating, or even in the work field as well. And you guys, you know, in psychology, a first impression is the event when one person first encounters another person and they form a mental image of that person. So to you guys, Terrell, and to Nosi, do you think first impressions matter?
Definitely. I feel like first impressions really does matter, because it explains more about the person. Not just by like, I mean, I feel like even in interviews, they always say make the first impression count. So I feel like the first impression makes a difference to what you're going to be doing in the future, or whatever it is you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I think just in general, forming a good impression does make a very big difference, because no matter what you do along the way, the first impression will always be stuck in people's minds. Let's say you're meeting that person for the first time, whether it be date, interview, going to work with a new person, and just family as well. If you never meet that family member, you know, whatever you act does matter a lot. So like, if you're a very friendly kind of person but you act like you're not, that means that's not you. So you gotta make sure that, you know, show your, not your totally outrageously best self, but enough to tell people that that's who you are. And that's, if you're energetic, you're energetic. If you're not friendly, you're not friendly. If you're heartwarming, you're heartwarming.
Well, according to psychological research that I did on Association for Psychological Science, to all our science people out there, the most studied form of impression in social cognition is traits. So like, somewhat to like what Terrell's trying to say, people tend to form split-second impressions with regards to others' presumably stable characteristics. So there's trustworthiness and competence. And they usually do it by people's facial appearances and simple behaviors. Example, like for you guys, you see a person and they're taking the elevator, but it's only to the next floor. It's just one floor up in this big building.
Oh, that's a and jerk, then, man.
See, like your first impression could be like, geez, what is this guy? Like, oh, this person's lazy. But then, of course, that's first impressions, and you never know what's the actual reason. Maybe they have like a disability or something, yeah?
Well, so, if it's obviously they don't have, then I don't think that's...
But yeah, but the first impression that you get is that, yeah. So there's this study from Princeton University that they found people make judgments on attractiveness, on likability, and trustworthiness within a fraction of a second after you see someone for like the first time. So what do you guys think?
I mean, what you said from the research is not particularly wrong. I feel like it matters a lot on the things they do and the things they look like. And I feel like it makes sense. Like, you can see the hobos on the street, like whether it be Hawaii, Malaysia, or even anywhere else you can think of. The first thing you can think of is that person, like, oh, that person has no money. That's just begging for money for drugs, for alcohol and whatnot. But we don't know what they're going through. And maybe they are doing their best for their living, for their children. We never know what's going on in their background. And so it makes sense of what you're talking about the elevator kind of thing. Like, maybe the next floor is the bathroom and they really need to go to that bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
And the only way to get there is through the elevator, and the stairs is like 3-4 blocks away. And when
it's
you're
like,
in a
if
really
you try to get
building,
the stairs, you might not end up needing the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. By the time you get up there, you might already need it to poo, you know, on the way up. So there's many reasons for that. What do you think, Inossi?
So definitely, like, all of the reasons you guys mentioned was like, no, it's understandable. But like, for me, I mean, me personally, like a split second is a little bit too short for me. So I feel like, I mean, looking at a person and, you know, just looking at them and just getting to know them. But like, I feel like if I spend a little more time, then I would be able to understand where the person is coming from. So I feel like that research is really like, it's important and it's also essential to know. But I feel like for me personally, like, I would need a little bit more time just to get to know, like, my first impression would probably last more than maybe, I think, probably 30 minutes. Just to see, you know, like to talk to them, their family, and how they're doing.
Time with them,
spend more time with them, because sometimes I cannot just look at a person and know what they're doing for like those few seconds.
What about you, Deidre? What do you think?
I do agree with you guys, what you're saying. And like, I can see as well in the research, like, how this is actually true, because we do have traits and stereotypes. Like, I remember reading before in the research as well, is saying that this is so common in us to have these first impressions because this is what we are used to, like we're seeing. And like, as Gerald mentioned, like, oh, if you see a homeless person outside, you'll immediately associate them with these traits, like, oh, they're dirty because they don't have a place to stay to shower and clean, and they don't have money. So like, those are definitely first impressions that you get. We all will get first impressions, like wherever we go, whatever we do, even if it's with things. Like, you'll see a thing and maybe just based on the packaging, you're like, I think this is going to be nice because it looks nice. Until you actually try it.
Exactly, so, yeah.
Well, we're going to get more specific with this topic and we're going to hear more from Innosi. We want to first, though, hear what others have to say about first impressions and whether or not they're the kind of person who dresses to impress.
All right, let's go to the next segment. Here we go.
I do believe that first impressions are important mainly because it leaves a long-lasting image of yourself to another person. For example, when you first meet someone, you start cracking jokes. They'll think that you're a more approachable and funny person, right? So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I think first impressions are important. People often say that I'm very nice, kind, and friendly, which is accurate. Always friendly to everyone I meet, so I can get along well and try to make new friends. Would you say you're someone who dresses to impress? Most of the time, yes. I do like to put on a good outfit to make myself look good and presentable to others.
I think first impressions are not that important because you need to get to know the person, get to talk to them and hang out with them. The first impression that people get from me, they see me very kind and caring, and I think that is accurate. But when they get to know me even more, they see me as a really good friend. I am a person that does dress to impress, but not for others, but for myself.
I do think that first impressions are important. If you come off as unfriendly or in a way that you aren't really, that can sometimes hurt your opportunities to establish relationships. I don't think that first impressions are everything. You definitely don't want to give off a fake impression that you're so cool or something like that. But I do think that you want to make sure that the way that you are perceived by people is accurate of who you really are, and also like the good parts of you. And so, you know, you want to put on your true best self. I think that people's first impression of me is usually pretty accurate. I am a very transparent person. You know what I'm thinking. You know what you're getting with me. I'm very outgoing. I wear my heart on my sleeves more than most people, I think. And so sometimes I wish that I came off a little more smooth, polished, sweet, and quiet. But that's just not who I am. And I've come to terms with that over the years, that I am a loud, happy person, and that's how I'm perceived, I think. And I think that's a good thing. I'm not the person that just doesn't care at all what I look like and wear sweatpants every day. And so, you know, if I'm going to meet new people, if I'm going to church or to somewhere to work, I usually like will dress kind of nice. I don't know. I live in Hawaii, so I love to dress like casual and cool. I like bright colors, but I also really like to be comfortable. And I think that I dress the way I do, not so much for other people, but just for myself, because I feel good when I dress that way. And there are plenty of times when I just want to be comfortable and the people around me just love me for who I am. I'm not like a super like into style person, but I do have certain things that I really like to wear that make me happy. And I know that they look like, you know, better than ratty t-shirt. So it just depends, I guess. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I do think first impressions matter to some extent on a social scale. Like, I think that if you're going for a job interview, if you're going on a date for the first time, if you're meeting someone practically new for the first time, first impressions do kind of count, I think. I think it's kind of human nature to kind of like profile someone based on their appearance and like what they wear maybe, or like how they dress, or if they're fingernails are cut all the way, and you know, if like they're clean or not, you know, stuff like that. Personally, I think like first impressions don't really matter to me as much because I'm a really bad judge of character, and I feel like I have called out people wrongly before, and then I thought they were one thing and they turned out to be a completely different person. Like, yeah, I think first impressions to me don't really matter in terms of like making friends and things like that. When it comes to the big adulty world, to some extent, first impressions are kind of what, you know, gets things going a little bit. I have no idea what people would think of me, honestly. What you put out is what you get. If it's in terms of what I put out there, I try to be as friendly as I can to everybody, make everybody feel welcome. I'm probably like one of the most humble person that anyone would ever meet because I'm so great. Nah, just kidding. But I honestly have no clue. I don't think much of what people have impressions of me. And if I'm being dead honest, I don't actually care to some extent. If you're someone to me, like if you matter to me, then yes, I will take what you think about me and what you have to say into consideration. But if you're someone I genuinely don't really care about, like it's just gonna be like a negative comment that I'll brush off or something. If it's negative, if it's good, yay. If it's not, it is what it is, you know. I don't really dress to well, sometimes if I'm going out like to like on a nice date and something like that, I would try to dress up a little nicely just so I look good for my date and things like that, you know. But on a regular day basis, I'm more of a dress for the occasion kind of a guy. I'm not gonna deny every now and then wearing like some nice clothes, having a good haircut, you know, look good, feel good, sort of a thing, right? So I just try to be positive, have those positive vibes going around. But yeah, I definitely consider myself someone who dresses to the occasion more, because you kind of don't want to be overdressed or underdressed for the situations, you know. You want to be just kind of just right. So yeah, that's what I think.
I think first impressions are important because it can be hard to move on from them. And it's also one of those things that will stick out the most about someone as soon as you mention their name or when you meet them in person. Well, a lot of people think I'm quiet, composed, or that I'm disciplined. Some say I look like I have it all under control. A lot of them are accurate, but there are also some things that are not so accurate. Would you say you're someone who dresses to impress? I think so. Especially if I'm meeting someone for the first time, then I would put much more thought into the way I look so that I will give them like the good first impression about myself. But if I'm just going to be with someone that I've already known, then it doesn't really matter.
Do you think first impressions are important? Yes, I do. Because people today are going to judge you by the first sight they saw you. So yeah, make sure your first impression to others is the best. What are people's first impression of you? Do you think it is accurate? Hell no. They thought I am messy. They thought I'm not smart. Thanks to Didra. Didra told me that I'm smart. So now I'm confident. I am smart. But sometimes I am messy. Oh no, I need to agree with it. Yes, I am messy, so it is accurate. Would you say you are someone who dresses to impress? First, I love myself. I love fashion. Sometimes I do fashion to impress people. I do dress up to impress people, but obviously I can't because I'm fat. Girl, be confident. I love myself. Love yourself. So I'm looking through to know what is Deidre's first impression to Tara and Tara's first impression to Deidre, because maybe that's how they'll hello.
The last one from Aza. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, honestly.
I know. He wants to know our first impressions of each other. Okay, we'll actually get to that soon. But, you know, see, what do you think of all these responses from people?
I mean, for everyone, everybody had like different opinions on like the first impressions. I mean, as some of them mentioned, like some of them don't really care about like how they dress. If it's somebody they know, but if it's like preparing for a date or just someone that they want to meet or a new person, then they dress to impress. Most of the first impressions are really important as well. Because like for me as well, I don't dress to impress that much as well. I just dress because I'm comfortable. I don't know about the whole dress to impress situation, but if I meet someone new and they like how I dress, it's fine. And if they don't, it's fine too.
That's with me too. I don't really care what I wear. Just as long as I feel good. And if I do want to, you know, dress for the occasion, sure. Like, I'm the kind of person who wants to dress for the occasion. I won't just... Of course, I'm not going to go with sweatpants to a dance floor. Maybe some people, but I'm not the kind of person, I guess. Maybe, like,
sweatpants to a dance floor. Imagine sweating even more.
Yeah, it's a no-go for me. And formal dresses for family dinner, reunion, whatever, you know, like those are the occasions that I would dress up. And I feel like it doesn't really matter what people think of you. Like, just as long as you want to be normal to yourself, then it's fine. And if they compliment you, sure. And if they don't, why are you being upset about it? You know, they're the ones who are being jealous, if anything.
That's true.
Yeah, what do you think, Deidre?
I also agree with that. I used to be the person who tries to dress to impress, but along the way, I realized like, nah, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't matter, and I end up changing my style just to suit what I feel is right for myself. I like to dress up. I don't care whatever the occasion, even if it's just Deidre, class.
You do dress up ever since you've been here. Oh my gosh, all my clothes. Even when we go out and play tennis or badminton, I was like, yeah. Girl, we're just going to play.
I know, it's like, I want to look good for myself, you guys. I don't care about the occasion, but it's my style. Not trying to impress anyone, it's just for me. But yeah, Inosi always does that. He always talks about my sunglasses for like, some reason.
Girl, we're just getting into tennis, but okay.
Okay, oh, here's the verdict. So Inosi, like to you, like when you see both of us for the first time, or like you have no idea who we are, but what was your first impression when you like meet us?
Okay, so I knew Deidre first, so I'll go with her.
Okay.
So Deidre, the first time I saw her, I knew that you were like a fashion icon. Because every single day you would have like this long jeans and it'd always be different every day. And it was like with a top and with the glasses, she'll be walking like a model. I was like, girl, you're like a fashion icon coming out of the room. So wow. I always wanted to like know where you always get your clothes from. Because I always love your jeans. Oh my gosh, you have the best jeans.
Oh.
So, and then every time we come out, I was like, hopefully that's a cheap one because that clothes looks expensive.
That's the thing. I wear clothes that look expensive, but
you do.
Not,
you do. Even your glasses, girl, that's like, what? It's did you get cheap. It from Fashion Nova?
It's cheap. Oh man, you know, see.
That was my impression of you, that you're like a fashion icon and you like wow. dress. Like your clothes look expensive. I mean, they probably wow. are. So I cannot afford it, whatever. And for Terrell, the first time I saw you, my first impression was your hair.
Oh.
I was like, okay, he's the type of person that probably cares a lot about his hair than his man. Outfit.
Nah. So,
nice, nailed it.
No. The only thing... Okay.
That was my first impression. His hair. Because okay. he would always change his hairstyle. So I was like, okay, he's probably the type that probably cares a lot about his hair. Because I know a lot of people like that. No worries. I know that they always like, you know, every time they'll like change their hair. Like, okay, that's my first impression of you.
That's well, a good one.
Thanks for that. So here's the thing that I want to clear up is that I don't take care of my hair a lot. Just letting you know.
But it always looks so good. So how the hell?
It's just good genes. Nah. Nah, whoa, but for real, for reals though, like when I wash my hair, I only use shampoo. That's it. Nothing else.
What? Do guys use anything else?
Do some guys use something else? I don't know.
I don't know. You're giving the impression of saying like I use conditioner and whatnot, but I don't
like
use conditioner.
Style your hair. Yeah. Gel,
like,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
That I do, but like
the Gorilla Glue and all that.
Well, I don't use the Gorilla Glue. I know what you're talking about, by the way. That was so silly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well for us, Tira, let's see. What was your first impression of Inosi?
Okay, my first impression of Inosi, I feel like I looked at him at first, I thought like, you know, this guy's really prideful.
Oh, okay. Why
your head is always looked up. Always look up, like oh, okay. many occasions.
Especially when I'm like wearing earphones. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it does. Like, but like the more I get to know Inosi, like my first impression changed. I think back then it's just like, I feel like, oh, this person doesn't want to listen to me. He always has his earphones on.
Oh my gosh. It's always, because the thing about with my earphones, I'm always lazy to walk around. So I feel like the music motivates me. So like, okay, I have to wear this because I'm walking there. Yeah, if you want to talk to me, don't talk to me with my headphones on because I won't look because the noise is too loud. But.
Oh, noise cancelling earphones, of course.
Okay, message me on Messenger.
My first impression about Deidre, this was way back my younger days when I was a teenager, when I barely got to know Deidre. Back then, I feel like, wow, this person is always so popular, always with her friends, with a group.
Are you serious?
Wow. Is it like one of those mean girls or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What the heck?
And I'm like, man, I can never be as cool as them because I'm not in that group.
Oh my gosh.
And then when I went to the same college as Deidre, and I'm like, oh, okay, like she's not the person I thought that she was, and she's really cool, really fun to hang out with, really outgoing, and yeah, that's my impression for that. Things do change when life goes on about impressions, so that's the interesting thing about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was interesting. All right, I'll tell my first impression of Inossi.
Okay.
I didn't see him as Terrell did. Like, I understood, like, the head always up. What I got from his body language, he's such a confident
person. Wow.
Like, the way he just walks, like, you just know, oh, that's Inossi. And, like, the way he walks and such. That was my first impression.
Ah.
I thought he's, like, someone who doesn't care about other people. And
hey, that's a good thing, honestly.
Super confident.
If that's the case, yeah.
And then, like, as I got to know him, I was like, wow, he's so funny. Oh my goodness. Yes, Inossi, that is my first impression of you.
Well, thank you.
What about me?
With Terrell. So eager to know. Okay, yeah. With Terrell, because, yeah, we first, like, met each other when we were teenagers,
yep.
Only for, like, a brief time. I actually thought that Terrell was someone who really wanted to be cool.
You're not wrong.
Like, yeah, like, he wants people to notice him and to, like, be in the popular group. That was my first impression. Even though I didn't think my friends were, like, popular, but I remember just seeing Terrell, I'm like, he seems like the type who just wants to come join the groups because he thinks they're popular. That was my first impression, my honest first impression.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah, and then after that, not seeing Terrell for many, many years, and then he comes to Hawaii, and that first impression stuck with me, you know? I was like, when I heard Terrell's coming, I was like, probably wants to be the kind who gets into the popular groups again and wants attention. And then he came, and then I remember meeting him in the cafeteria and just talking to Terrell, and I'm like, okay, Terrell's actually a really nice guy, and he looked like he's really matured, and he's really helpful. So, like, that.
Oh, helpful. Oh, wow. You see me that way, huh?
Because, like, I didn't know you before. I just see you, never really talked to you before, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you were teenagers, yeah. It's like that first impression stuck with me, and I never thought that you're someone who wants to help people or do things for people as well. So that's why I was like,
man, you just thought of me as someone who's just like, want to have fun for life, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that was my first impression.
That's just
but
sad, man, Deidre. That's just sad.
Don't worry, Terrell is good.
Yeah, but you're not wrong about wanting to be in the cool gang thing. But it's not like I want to join every cool thing, but I just want to join in a particular group that I feel that these people are cool. You know what's funny? Like, back then when I was younger, I really think geeks were cool.
Oh,
like,
really?
The people who knows memes, who knows, like computer hacks, and, like, what else? Like, just very, like, subtle, small things where you don't think it's cool in general, but to me, that's cool, honestly.
Oh,
I want to talk about memes, but I didn't have enough friends to talk about that. That's why I say, like, I want to hang out with these kind of groups because they're, to my impression, these things are cool to me. So yeah, that's why I will understand why you would say, like, I want to be in a cool team.
I see as well.
I love memes. Memes are good.
Oh yeah.
I used to draw a lot of memes.
Oh, did you?
Yes. You know, especially the famous ones like Me Gusta and
all
those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are OG.
I would draw them.
So old.
Yeah, I would draw them out.
Dang, I forgot how old those are now. They technically don't exist anymore. I mean,
not as much as before.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we're getting off topic.
I mean, like, we can relate to that memes to express our impressions, you know? Kind of, if you want to think about it.
Maybe. I remember, though, this one audio clip just now someone mentioned about first impressions. You don't want it to be fake impressions. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I will fully admit that there's a lot of people that did mention that I was acting like someone who I wasn't. And they were not wrong in that particular, because I wanted to impress people. This was me when I was really young, because I didn't get a lot of attention when I was younger. And when I was in my own family, I thought, like, being myself wouldn't draw attention to others. And that's why I would try to impress people as much as I can, whether it be, like, meeting new friends or, like, impressing the crush that I have. I tend to become someone who I'm not, because I feel like my parents didn't, like me for who I am, like, think I need to do something else in order to impress people. But the more I grew up, the more I realized that, oh, I don't have to be like that. You know, people already accept me for being who I am. I don't need to add super extra just to have people notice me and all that. What about you, Deidre?
As I've also done that before when I was younger, I wanted some kind of attention where people would notice me as well. In school, I'm not popular at all. I am not that kind who wants to be popular, but I do want certain people to notice me, and I would try to act a certain way, which is not who I really am. So fake impressions. But you know what? I realized though, a lot of people, their first impression of me is they think I'm always angry. Oh, always.
It's your eyebrows, Deidre.
It's my eyebrows. Even my mom, she'll come up one day and I'm just like concentrating on something and she's like, "Why are you so angry?" I'm like, "I'm not. It's my eyebrows." Now you're making me angry. Now, see, what do you think about first impressions, fake impressions? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So when I was younger, I was a pretty boring person. I mean, I still am. So
what the heck? No.
I mean, like, when I talk to people, you know, it's all about fun and, you know, we joke around, we play around, you know. I'm a fun kind of person when I talk to people, but like, I'm always boring. I always like to keep to myself most of the time. Like, I would just finish high school and just go home. Even when people go to the movies, I'd be like, nah, that's not for me. So I just go home and I watch movies at home and I just sleep. Oh, I just watch cartoons or something. And I just do my homework. So I was pretty boring. And I liked it, so.
Yeah, but did people say that to you before? Like, that you're a boring person for not hanging out with them?
Yeah, they probably did. I'd be like, eh, whatever.
Oh, okay. That's a good attitude, to be honest. Like, I think some of us have to think this way, because like, sometimes we care about what people think so much because we feel like, oh, they're the ones who's going to validate who I am. But no, not really. You don't have to be like that. The more you're like that, the more ego you'll get. And then the more ego you get, you're more upset that these people are not turning their attention to you. So
it's... You might end up being a two-faced person, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like that.
That's true. One thing I do want to talk about though is that at school, for some reason, maybe because it's one of the few actions I did, a lot of my friends at school, they say that I'm very popular. They say like, oh, it's because you're so handsome. And then because I do perform on stage, when I do sing on stage when I was younger a lot, and like when I do sing, and then like they also get the impression, like at the end of my senior year at school, they congratulate me for like always performing for like every night that we have every year. And then the person said he's an awesome person, he's a very, very good friend of mine. I'm like, dude, wow, I can't believe you think of me that way. And then he's like, he's such a good singer as well. I'm like, wow, okay, I'm getting all these compliments. I feel so good. At that point of my life, I was being myself and I felt that there's a change. I'm like, wow, people actually like me for what I'm doing. I'm not doing this because I'm trying to impress others. Maybe I was, I don't remember. But I wanted to do it because I want to.
That's what you like, yeah.
Yeah. And people like me for what I'm doing. And especially the podcast as well, you know. They're like, hey, I've been listening to a podcast. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
It feels good. Like, when people say that. So, like,
leave me wonder what's people's first impression of the podcast.
Yeah, I really want to ask about that. Okay, leave it to the comments down below, whoever's listening today.
Yeah, and then... let us know your first impression.
Yeah, and then...
Wait, Nossi, what's your first impression of the podcast?
Okay. So, honestly, I am, how to say, the podcast, I came to learn about it through your story on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how I knew about the podcast. So, I clicked on it and I started listening. I was like, okay, I'm going to support this because, you know, it's the friends. And then I started listening to the podcast and it was really interesting, you know, like the topics you guys have been doing. And yeah, it's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, she's hiding something.
Oh, no. How dare.
I wish he had the ability to speak his mind right now. Like,
That would have been very helpful for sure.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, back to what Terrell's saying. Yes, sorry.
I'm just basically saying that, you know, being yourself is so important. And like, if you're at a stage where you're very clueless of who you are, you know, take some time off and, you know, think about who you truly are. Are you just putting up a facade to others?
Ooh.
Or are you just doing this because you don't feel that people appreciate you being who you are? And that's, I think, something we all of us have to consider is that, are we doing this because of others or are we doing this because of ourselves? Many occasions, I feel like people just do it because like people don't understand them. People don't see them as who they are. And that's why they act as someone else. Mm-hmm. And that's why people are just so full of themselves sometimes, because they can't be themselves. So I think it's important to remember being yourself is a beautiful thing. You shouldn't deny that to yourself, because at the end of the day, you are who you are. And if people don't appreciate who you are, it's okay. The people who matters the most. And if they appreciate you for being you, you should be happy that that's happening for sure.
That's a very good point. I also like to put in like with the working field, let's say, of course, first impressions do matter a lot.
Oh yeah, for
especially
sure.
Especially when you are looking out for a job and such, because those people don't know you at all. They are not going to be like, oh, I know that person or whatever, unless it's connections.
Oh yeah.
But that's when first impressions really matter, especially if you want to get a certain job. You have to show them your best self and like, you're the best person for this. That's definitely a scenario. Maybe not say that you'd be fake, but you'd show the best of yourself during that short time someone could get to know you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, what do you think, Inosi, from that?
About the fake impressions?
Or just like in working field, showing like kind of a fake impression, or you're exaggerating your accomplishments, so to speak.
Oh. No, I don't like that. I mean, like having to exaggerate about yourself, it's going to put a lot of expectations on you. You know, like,
true, it's also this, true, yeah.
You're going to say this and they'll be like, oh, you do that? Okay. So then they'll expect you and they'll expect you to actually do it. And you'll be like, okay, I lied, I didn't do it. So so I feel like, you know, when it comes to employment or when it comes to like interviews or anything, you just have to be yourself, you know. When you show yourself, when they see your personality, I feel like they wouldn't want to work with someone. They would want to or would want or wouldn't want to work with that person.
Mm.
So just be yourself in that sense. Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like it is totally dependent on what you say during the interview and then what you do after the
your
interview.
Your body language, right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like if you're not...
Even the way you dress, that's when it matters.
Yeah, you know? It really does. Like that's why I said you have to dress up for the occasion instead of just like... Mm-hmm. Again, you're not going to wear sweatpants and t-shirt when you're going on an interview, right?
You're not wearing sweatpants.
I don't wear sweatpants, just so you know. Like I'm just giving
but
that...
He mentions it.
Yeah, the reason why I mention it because I really don't like sweatpants.
The gray
one? The gray ones or the black ones or whatever the color it is. Yeah, I'd say this in the future. If I'm ever hiring anyone, if you're wearing a sweatpants, you're not even going to say anything. You're just going to... I just got to tell you. You're not even going to get in the room. Get out of here.
Oh,
okay, maybe I'm going too far on this. Maybe they can't afford sweatpants. They can't afford like trousers
only
or better pants.
Only.
Yeah, only yeah. Sweatpants. Then yeah, then I can understand. But that's another story to tell for sure.
We're learning a lot about Terrell.
Sweatpants. Don't wear them.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Well, guys, since we're almost running out of time, I just wanted to do a really short first impression type activity with you.
Yes, bring it on.
Okay, this is for you, Terrell and Nosi. So basically, what I'm going to do, I'm going to not act out. I'll do the best impression I can of this person or this animal. Okay, it's going to be famous people, animals, characters. And you're going to have to guess, whoever's the fastest will guess it. Yeah, okay?
Okay.
And if it doesn't work by the impression I'm giving, then I'll just try to describe them.
The invisible charades.
I know, because you cannot see me. Oh my gosh, the pressure is on. First one. Oh, baby, baby.
Britney Spears.
Oh, frick, I forgot her name.
Yes!
Britney Spears,
oh my gosh, thank goodness. It's like, oh gosh, I don't know how to do that, but that's...
I know who it is. It's just I forgot the name.
Okay, first one goes to Nosi. Okay, second one.
Is that supposed to be an animal?
No. No, it's a character.
Darth Vader.
Yes.
Wait, is this Star Wars? Oh my gosh, I don't watch Star
Wars.
Yes, so
Darth. Well, yeah.
Good job, though, Deidre. Good job.
Okay. Okay. The third one, I'm not gonna be good at this. I don't know why I put this. Okay. Oh my gosh. No, wait. Okay, let me describe it. Okay, I have a big head and little arms.
Big head.
Dinosaur.
Yes.
T-Rex.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be more specific. Have you watched Meet the Robinsons?
Yes, I was thinking of...
Oh, you were thinking about that. Oh.
Yes.
If you're able to act this voice.
I cannot. exactly.
Yeah, you have to do a very good impression on that.
I know, my first impression sucks. Okay, next one. Okay, we have about 5 more. Let's do this, guys. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, next one. Oh, gosh. You're a wizard, Harry.
Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid.
Yes!
Hagrid.
Okay, next one. Hey guys, so like, I'm gonna show you how we conceal our eyes. Alright, so the news just came out that I'm divorcing from
Kim Kardashian!
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
Freaking! I was like, is this just Deidre being Deidre?
Or... No! Oh my god, like, don't a talk like that!
Influencer or whatever they call
themselves. I mean, don't talk like that, jeez.
Well, you never know, honestly.
Okay, next one. Okay. Hey there, Georgie.
Sheldon!
No, I know the answer, honestly. Georgie. Hey, Georgie. The clown. I forgot.
Yes.
Pennywise, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there you go. Yes, Sheldon. Pennywise. Okay, there's 2 more. All right. This is a famous scene. I don't know if you guys know this scene. He's a famous character. He talks like, I've got a jar of dirt.
Johnny Depp.
Guess what?
Johnny?
Yeah.
Yep, Johnny Depp. Oh my God. I got a jar dirt.
Yeah. I was like, because he talks like, like drunk.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how. I think I just need to pull off a line and I can do a Johnny Depp impression, honestly.
No, he's like seriously one of the best actors. Okay, last one. Let's see if you guys can get this. Aloha, friends and family. So our new episode just came out.
That's
right
me.
Here. Oh. Talks. Link in my bio. Thank you so much for
wow.
listening.
Wow. Interesting. It's a lot of common phrases I use there, huh?
Yes. There you go. That's the activity, guys.
Wow. I'm not impressed with the last one yet. You didn't do a good job, Deidre.
I cannot do it. I just, like, as soon as I try to, I just laugh. Wait, Gerald, try to impress Inosi. Like, do your impression of it.
No, don't
okay.
impress.
I can do his voice though, but... Hello, I'm Inosi.
Shut up, I don't sound like that.
That's why I said I need to get to know Inosi more. Just to do it.
Inosi, we'll try to do an impression of Gerald though.
Oh, with the accent, right? Okay, the accent is not there, but
okay, the thought is there. The thought is there. Okay, Deidre can nail it for sure.
Alright, wait. I want to hear how you guys would do an impression of me, though.
You know, you don't have a lot of things that you say very often. That's why it's so hard to think of an impression of you.
Never mind.
So I got no. Okay, the accent is not there. Okay, no. Never mind.
So,
I'm trying to do your accent, but it's.
If anything, I feel like Deidre has a lot of
Yeah.
Really? Not yeah.
True. That is true.
Oh, that I can remember for sure. So that's the only impression I can do.
No, I need to work on that. I'm trying to cut out all the ums.
Well, like you don't have to worry about that, but yeah.
All right. Well, did you guys enjoy that little activity segment?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It was fun.
Well, I guess Terrell was the faster one, so he got most of it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Sorry, Inosi.
Oh, no worries.
But the first one, Inosi got it straight away.
Yeah, I know. Because I had like brain fart. I couldn't hear. I couldn't think.
Now that we've reached pretty much the end of this episode, what do you guys think? What any final comments about first impressions or dressing to impress?
I think I'll just keep it brief and short. So always be yourself. Never let people judge you for who you are. And whoever does that, screw them. Love yourself as always. You don't have to dress to impress someone else. Maybe you do in a first date, but most of the time, dress in a way that you feel comfortable and that the way you want to impress that someone, the way you want it to be. And that way you will give a good impression for sure. Just be yourself always.
What about you, Inosi?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, just adding on to that, like, you know, the whole idea of just being yourself. Like, you know, just whatever you do, just open up to someone if you feel like opening up, or if you don't want to, it's fine as well. So I'm a very, like, how to say, I love K-pop. So my favorite band, BTS, has a
BTS.
A song called Love Yourself, and the lyrics is really good. So that song has always been like, you know, love yourself, you know, self-care and all that. If you have time, listen to that song, even though it's in Korean, the English subtitles is also there. So
Yeah,
so listen to that song. So it's just be yourself and just love yourself. That's just the whole idea you want to get. Even with the first impressions, even if they don't like you, it's fine as well. You are important. Like, you are you. That's all that matters.
And for me, first impressions matter, but substance has the final word. First impressions are long lasting, and yes, but you never know as well how important it is to make a good first impression, especially at school or the workplace. But in the end, substance is the final one. Just always be yourself, as these guys mentioned. First impression, not fake impression. The right people will come along the way.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Well, that's basically it for our episode. So thank you, Inosi, for being our guest here today.
Yes, thank you, Inosi.
Yeah, how do you feel now?
How are you feeling?
I feel... Am I supposed to feel something? I'm joking. I'm joking.
Dang.
I'm happy.
Like, what is the difference?
That's good. We're glad that you're happy that you're able to be our guest here today. And hopefully you guys can feel that awesome light and energy and his funny enthusiasm that he has to this episode, okay?
Feel all the vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
The bad vibes.
No, the good ones. The good ones. Well, friends and family, thank you so much for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 3. We hope you enjoyed our episode here about first impressions. So you can leave it to the comments down below what you think of our impressions, or like the impression of us as well. So just let us know. And please be sure to follow us on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. And this has been
DT Talks.
Woo!
Yay.
It's a wrap.
Mahalo. And let's save.